Right, let's get this right. 8:19 and you are in heavy training. Can you explain that?
Can't talk. That was so painful. Oh, that was a lot more painful than Barcelona. Jesus. It's hard when you're on your own, mentally, to keep tough. And I didn't know what I was going to say. I feel really sore. I'm really tired. I used it as my pace set that I usually do. So I knew that tomorrow morning I was going to have a recovery set, which helped. And I didn't expect to go that. I said to Bill before the race, I don't think I'm going to do what I did at Barcelona. I'd be happy if I went like mid-20s. So I'm so shocked with that. I don't know what to think. I'm too tired to even think.
That is scary for the rest of the world. It must be even scary for you. You can do this when you're absolutely knackered.
Yeah, I think I've become over the past 2 years one of those swimmers that doesn't do big drops. I think when I was younger, it was a lot easier for me to kind of swim like a lot slower mid-season, but then drop quite a lot when it came to competition. And I don't think I'm one of those swimmers anymore. I tend to only drop a couple of seconds. So we'll see what happens in the summer. I just kind of want to get a good month's block of work, like 2 weeks of hard work, taper. I just want to make sure I stay illness and injury free for the next 4 weeks, do the best preparation I possibly can to put me in the best shape for obviously the game. So we'll see what happens there.
So that'll be your last race before London now. Yeah. How are you set up? What kind of shape do you think you're in? And are you as confident as you were going into Beijing?
I don't know, actually. I think before Beijing, I think because the year before I had experienced such disappointment, I think going into Beijing, I was just like, a bit more like, I don't want to come out crying again. And obviously, I'm in that situation now. I don't want to come out crying again. But I think it's different when you have more pressure on you. I'm a lot more older now. I'm a lot more experienced. I've done stuff over the past 4 years. I've changed as a swimmer. I've changed as a person, a woman. I'm obviously totally different now. So I've totally grown up. And I think I'm not under the illusion that there's not going to be a Becky Adamson that comes out of the woodwork like there was in Beijing. And I think you've just got to expect the unexpected at a Games. I think the Games is totally unlike any other meet, and you have to treat it like that. It's not like Worlds, it's not like Commies, it's not like anything else. People just come out of the bag at Olympic year. Olympic year is completely different. It's exciting, it's interesting, and I can't wait to be part of that and hopefully get in with the mix. It'd be nice to actually have a race rather than doing it on my own, so we'll see what happens.
You don't feel pressure anymore, though, do you? Do you really feel pressure now?
No, I just pressure from myself. I want to kind of do well. I think this is the thing that we've all been talking about for 7 years. It's the biggest thing that I'll ever experience as an athlete, and you don't want to come out disappointed. You want to have a good Games. Everyone does. It's the pinnacle of any athlete's career. We're all kind of wanting to do well, want to succeed, but I know it's going to be tough. I only just scraped the final at Worlds last year. It was kind of like one of those situations. I don't know how I'm going to feel in the morning. I don't know what's going to happen. So I've just got to hope and pray to God I can get in them finals.